Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shkalim Daf Dalet, Shkalim 4a, pagination page 7, starting from the top of the page, which is the middle of a Mishnah. Ve'elu shachayovim bekalbon, and these are the people that are obligated in a kalbon. What is a kalbon? So let's take a look at the Korban or Eda, which is the top commentary. Second line, from the beginning of the line, a kalbon is a dover kal umuat, a light or easy, a small amount of value, shemosifin, that is added a machatzis hashekel, in addition to the machatzis hashekel, which everybody contributed to the Beis HaMikdash for the purpose of the karbonos being brought from the collective people. So everybody made the contribution of the machatzis hashekel. In addition to that, they would add a kalbon. Kisharotzim likach min hashulchan beis chatzai shkalim. When a person would want to take from the money changer 2 half shkalim ba'ad shekel shalem in exchange for 1 shekel, so there was a premium on the chatzis shekel, and you would have to pay an extra kalbon, a small amount extra, in order to obtain a chatzi shekel. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shkalim, Perek Gimel, tells us that there was a supply and demand issue during the month of Adar that people wanted chatzi shekel coins. And therefore the price went up by a minimum, by a surcharge. And it would be typical that you would have to pay a kalbon in addition to the chatzi shekel, and that became the normative practice. We're going to see as the Mishnah progresses that there are cases where we exempt people of paying the kalbon. Just a quick analogy. You may recall, it was many years ago, but there was a rumor that the copper in a penny was going to be worth more than a penny. And therefore, there were banks that were actually buying back 100 pennies for $1.20, which is a premium. And to a certain extent, that's the role of the kalbon as the Rambam presents it. There was a premium on chatzi shekel coins during this time period, and therefore you would have to pay more for it. Something to do with an exchange fee, something to do with the exchange rate, and it became normative to have to pay the chatzi shekel plus the kalbon. Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Va'avodim. The first line of the Mishnah again, the people that would have to pay the kalbon are the people who are obligated in machatzis hashekel. Avalo kohanim v'noshim v'avodim uktanim, but people who are not obligated, or the kohanim, perhaps they are obligated, but it was a whole issue if they were going to pay or not going to pay, we weren't going to force them. So we don't demand a kalbon if a child would want to give machatzis hashekel, we would not demand the kalbon from them. They're giving voluntarily, let them just give. Likewise, hashokel ayidei kohen, ayidei isha, ayidei eved, ayidei katan, if a person gives on behalf of these people who are essentially potter, so then as you give on their behalf, you are potter from the kalbon. So if a parent would decide to give chatzi shekel on behalf of his young children, he would give the chatzi shekel because that's what he wants to give, but we would not demand the kalbon from him. V'im shekel al yado v'al yidei chaveru, but if a person gives 1 shekel on behalf of him and his friend, chayiv b'kalbon echad, he would have to give 1 kalbon. It's similar to an exchange where you're giving the coin, you're getting a chatzi shekel back, and then you're giving the next chatzi shekel, and 1 kalbon is appropriate. For Rav Meir Omer, but Rav Meir introduces a new concept, and he says, Beis kalbonos. you would have to actually give two kalbonos, because you're representing yourself and your friend. And that means two chatzi shekel coins are being contributed, and each one needs its own kalbon. The Gemara on Amud Beis explains, because Reb Meir learns, kaze yitnu, like this you should give, and he requires kaze, it has to be just like this, it has to be an exact chatzi shekel, there's no room for human error, it has to be absolutely accurate in order to be yotze the mitzvah, and therefore they would give a little bit more to make sure that these minted coins of silver were in fact the requisite amount. So if two people are giving chatzi shekel each, then each one would add a kalbon to make sure that the correct amount is present. So again, according to the first approach that we were presenting, it's an exchange fee. According to Rav Meir, it's an actual value to make sure that you're getting the complete chatzi shekel. Skip a line, hashokel ayad oni, if a person gives chatzi shekel on behalf of a poor person, ayide shcheinu, ayide ben iro, or on behalf of another person in the community, voluntarily, you want to cover them, potter, you do not have to give the kalbon, because there's a dispensation for you, because your good nature covering somebody else, that's not the case of the kalbon, they imposed the kalbon only when you yourself were giving the chatzi shekel. Vim hilvan, but if you gave the chatzi shekel for them as a loan, they're going to pay you back, so then it's as if any individual is covering themselves. It's just you're laying out the money. So then chayiv, you'd be obligated in the kalbon. Skip two lines to the end of a line, the final words of the Mishnah. V'kama hu kalbon, how much is a kalbon? Ma'ah kesef Divrei Rabbi Meir. The amount is a ma'ah. We'll have to discuss how these denominations worked. V'chachamim omrim chatzi ma'ah. And the chachamim say the value of a kalbon is even less, is half of a ma'ah. Okay. Let's see the Gemara on Amud Beis, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. I'm about 11 or 12 lines from the top. Resh Mem, in the beginning of a line, you'll see the two resh mems, the first one, beginning of a line. Amar Rab Meir said, Keshem Sheshiklo Torah, just like the shekel is Mida Oraisa from the Torah biblical, Kach Kalbono Torah, so the Kalbon also is from the Torah. This is not an exchange fee, this is not Midrabonon, it's required if you want to be able to do the mitzvah, you got to add the Kalbon. A person is obligated in a kalbon. The Amr Rav Meir, what's the explanation? Hashem took out kaviyachol in front of Moshe a matbeya shel esh, a coin of fire, in order to show Moshe, v'hereyu leMoshe, v'omar lo, and told him, ze yitnu, it's gotta be this. Exactly like this. And therefore, since there's a degree of human error in minting coins, in order to make sure that you got the exact amount, a person would add a kalbon. It's a requirement in order to be yotze the mitzvah. The Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashe Klein, has a fascinating tshuva, Chelek Tes Zayin Simen Kuf Zayin, in which he asks, when a person does Pidyon HaBen, with five shkolim, does he have to similarly be concerned that it be the right amount of silver, and does he have to add? And he says, in that case, you don't, because over there, it has to do be'erkecha. It has to do with value. And when a kohen sees the coins, and he would ask anybody in the room, is this the value, is this five coins of silver, of the amount of shkolim, that's required, everybody would say yes, it's accepted in commerce, then that's sufficient. It's a payment. It's only by machatzis hashekel that we get so technical and require the kalbon, because it says, kaze yitnu, exactly like this, And that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Now I want to spend a moment and try to describe valuation here. We should have an appreciation. How much is a chatzi shekel? How much were they contributing to the Beis HaMikdash for the Karbanos? And how much is the cowl bone? So in order to do this, I want to work with real round numbers. So as necessary, we're going to inflate the price of silver a little bit so that we could work with nice, easy numbers. Also, the amount for Pidyon HaBen, which is 5 shkolim, how much is that exactly? So the amount for Pidyon HaBen is approximately 100 grams of silver. The price of a gram of silver, I'm going to inflate it a little bit. It's not really at this right now, but just for simplicity's sake, I'm going to assume that a gram of silver is a dollar. It's not, it's less than that, but fine. 100 grams of silver would therefore be $100. That's Pidyon HaBen, 5 shkolim. But we're talking about a person giving a chatzi shekel. So a chatzi shekel, you would go ahead and divide that number 100 by 10. Because firstly, we're dealing with 1 shekel as opposed to 5 shekelim. And then not only are we dealing with 1 shekel instead of 5 shekelim, we're dealing with half a shekel. So divide by 5 and then divide by 2. You're left with 10 grams of silver as our estimate, which is $10 according to our arbitrary numbers. So $10 would be the contribution of chatzi shekel. How much is the cowl bone? So the Mishnah says that the cowl bone is a ma'ah or half a ma'ah. How much is a ma'ah? So we know that a chatzi shekel, which we established for our calculation, which is $10, is the same as 2 dinar. So in order to keep moving towards the ma'ah, if a chatzi shekel is so valued that it would take 2 dinar, so to be 1 dinar, we're going to have the value. And now instead of $10 for the chatzi shekel, we're working with a dinar, 1 dinar being $5. Now, every dinar has 6 ma'ah in it, so we would further divide the number $5 by 6. Or, if you hold that a cowl bone is a chatzi ma'ah, then the correct thing to do would be to divide that $5 by 12. The result is going to be either 84 cents or 42 cents for the value of the cowl bone, depending on whether you consider it a ma'ah or a chatzi ma'ah. And again, you have to know the value of silver, and you have to know the exact how much silver was in a shekel, etc. But within reason, to get an idea of what was going on over here, each person, according to our calculation, was giving $10 as his chatzi shekel, and then the additional cowl bone was a small amount, 42 cents, 84 cents, a little bit more, in order to guarantee that you had your full chatzi shekel, or according to the first pshat, as a surcharge. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.